Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, ecopreneur, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, worm and bug farmer, and Dr. Bug Lady. It's a pleasure to be with you this hour. I am so grateful today. As I look out at the beautiful mountains of Tucson, I am filled with gratitude. Thank you for joining me this hour. Recently, there has been a lot of attention given to indicator species, including butterflies, bees, bats, and frogs. My guest this hour is entomologist Dana Cooper, and she's going to enlighten us about what she is doing to keep us informed. Before I ask Dana to join me, I want to make sure that you receive a copy of our new Arbico Organics Early Spring Catalog. And if you'd like to receive a copy, be sure to go online to www.arbico-organics.com, Arbico-organics with an S. And sign up. If you prefer the phone, you can always give us a call on our easy-to-remember toll-free number, 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS. One of our helpful specialists will be glad to take your information and make sure you get a catalog in the next couple of weeks. By the way, we always answer our phones with a live person during our regular business hours because we believe that a personal touch is always important. Check out our Facebook page. You will find tips, great information, and lots more. You can always follow me on Twitter at @drbuglady. And now I'm going to tell you about my guest, Dana Cooper. Dana Cooper is a love bug. She is a dedicated entomologist who has pioneered the way for people to learn about butterflies, bees, ants, and more. As curator of Butterfly Wonderland, located in Scottsdale, Arizona, she helps people of all ages learn about the insect world. Let's have her tell us about how she became interested in bugs and everything green. And now I would like to welcome Dana Cooper to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Dana. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sherry. Thank you so much. It's great to be a guest on your show. Thank you so much for the invitation. Well, let's see. It started, my interest in entomology started at a very young age, and I didn't really realize it at first, but I was sketching insects that I would find outside in pencil on my desk in school, which was not really a popular thing to do, but nonetheless, it sort of stuck with me until college when I decided to start really studying them and took some entomology courses at Colorado State University. That was where I was first exposed to a man you may know, Dr. Whitney Cranshaw, who has written a number of publications about IPM and backyard gardening and just identification manuals. He is very important to the extension entomology people of Colorado, so I did a lot of work with them as a graduate student, and so that's where it really began.
And Dr. Cranshaw, Whitney, he's a great guy. He's another love bug.
He certainly is.
We actually sell his book. He has a beautiful book that, oh my gosh, it's so, the illustrations are just, you know, they're beautiful, beautiful illustrations. And he's a lovely person. Actually, he was scheduled to be on the show, and then his mom died, so we've had to reschedule him. But we're going to get him on soon. So he's another one of our heroes. And I'm so glad that you're joining me today because, you know, what you're doing is so important. You know, this whole idea of making sure that we, especially in this country and even worldwide, have a deep appreciation for some of these species of insects that are in many ways troubled. they are indicator species to a certain extent, and that when we see that they are in trouble, we know that we're in trouble. And so I think it's so important that we do have places like where you're the curator of Butterfly Wonderland, so that people can actually see these beautiful creatures and understand how they grow and why they're so delicate and so important to all of us. So thank you. Anyway, tell us a little bit about this amazing place where you're the curator. Tell us about Butterfly Wonderland.
All right. Well, Butterfly Wonderland is currently the largest glass enclosed conservatory of butterflies in the country, right in the middle of the Sonoran Desert. So that makes it special in many ways. We fly anywhere from 50 to 60 exotic imported tropical butterfly species at all times, always over 2,000 individuals. So when you walk out into the conservatory, you are immediately just pretty much engulfed in beautiful flying butterflies and tropical plants. We also have some small seed-feeding birds. That's always the first question people ask when they come in is, don't the birds eat the butterflies? No, they are. They are African finches and one pair of canaries. They sort of add to the ambiance of the tropical rainforest, which is what I tried to recreate to some degree with the plant material that I used. However, tropical rainforests don't normally have a lot of nectar, and that's really what fuels the butterfly. So we have a lot of flowering plants in there. The butterflies drink the natural nectar, and they actually live a very long time in the conservatory because the weather is always perfect and there are no predators, and so people get to enjoy them for a long time. It's a great, great place to take pictures. The butterflies are very photogenic, and so a lot of times for our visitors, they're learning about the butterflies as they're taking pictures that they can take home with them and remember their journey. So as far as the education part of the journey goes, we begin with a 3D movie called Flight of the Butterflies. It was edited down from its original version to 14 minutes, which seems to be the perfect amount of time for toddlers to the very old and everybody in between. It's just the right amount of exposure to basically the migration story of the monarch butterfly and the miracle of metamorphosis, which is really amazing to many people who maybe didn't get that part of science when they were in school or, like me, had forgotten a lot of what they learned in middle school and high school. So we also have two bee exhibits, one outdoor traditional Langstroth hive box and one indoor exhibit hive, where people can really see all of the behaviors that go on inside a honeybee nest or hive. And then we also have a small aquatic exhibit that is primarily freshwater. And so that is pretty much the journey of Butterfly Wonderland in a nutshell. We are actually preparing to break ground on a new aquarium that will be the largest in the Southwest, 2 million gallons, primarily salt water, and some fabulous exhibits there as well.
That's wonderful. And I have yet to go. I'm definitely going to put it on my list of to-dos next time I get into your part of the world, because this is something that I know I am just going to love.
Oh, yes.
Loving bugs of all types. And I just finished reading a book that was written by a ex person who used to live here in Arizona, whose name is escaping me right this minute. I just love her. I think it was called Flight of the Butterfly.
Oh, Barbara Kingsolver.
Barbara Kingsolver.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Loved that book. It was so fascinating and interesting. And we're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about butterflies and ants and We will also have more info from Dana Cooper, our entomologist. So for those of you who are listening, don't go away. We are coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, and with me is Dana Cooper, dedicated entomologist, who has pioneered the way for people to learn about butterflies, bees, and more, and she is the curator of Butterfly Wonderland, located in Scottsdale, Arizona. Welcome back, Dana.
Thank you, Sherry.
Gosh, you know, this is just such a great topic, and there's so much that I want you to share with us. Tell us a little bit about, what is the overall inspiration for butterfly exhibits, and why is it important to increase awareness for this amazing species that is so beloved, it is a poster child for what is right in the world, and yet why is this so important?
Well, you used a very good word, and that is inspire. I believe that butterfly houses like this one and the others across the country, many of them affiliated either with universities or municipal exhibits, botanic gardens, what they do is they really spark an interest and inspire people to learn more about something that they might not be seeing as much in their own front yards as they used to. I get that comment a lot from older people that tour the facility, you know, saying, well, when I was a kid, you know, in my own backyard, I would see, you know, hundreds of monarch butterflies in the fall or in the spring, and their numbers are drastically low for the past few years. They've been spiraling downward quickly over the last 3 years. And so, fortunately, now some very big attention is being brought to the plight of the pollinators, the honeybees and the monarchs. Those are the ones that are in the news that are really capturing people's attention. So if you talk to somebody nowadays on the street, they will probably have heard a little bit about the monarch, at least the migration story and the numbers being low, which at least, you know, puts that in their brain. Okay, now we're thinking about monarchs. Maybe we need to change our ways. And that, I believe, is really beginning to happen now as it did, you know, back in the late 50s, early 60s, when an awareness really started to grow over the use of organophosphate insecticides and things like DDT, and all of those became something that people thought more about instead of just applying freely because of Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring. So nowadays, people hear a lot about honeybees because they have been struggling over the past few years with the colony collapse disorder, which is very serious and has created a lot of problems for beekeepers, put some out of business entirely. So these big, big indicators are telling us that it's really time to do something, and things are starting to be done. So the awareness that the inspiration really promotes is a very beneficial thing.
Well, and that's why it's so important to have these centers, if you will, of inspiration, so that we, as a population, do have an opportunity to see the beauty and to be aware and educated of the plight of, you know, what is happening, why it's happening, and how we can be a part of the solution as far as helping to have those populations grow again. What, and speaking of pest control, I'm wondering, how do you take care of pests in a butterfly house? How does that work?
Well, it's funny that you mention that because, as a matter of fact, I do actually order beneficials from Arbico on a fairly regular basis and have been able to build up sustained populations of green lacewings in particular because they are kind of omnivorous out there. They'll eat a lot of different pests, and they seem to like the conditions, which are very warm and very humid year-round. And then I've used the Cryptolamus beetle, so I use a couple of predators. I also can use things like neem and BT I do use to control little inchworms. We don't have host plants for any of the exotic species that we import, and so we never have the caterpillar stage of those. For instance, my favorite butterfly, the great owl, its host plant is banana or coffee, and so I don't have any of that out in the conservatory. The females, therefore, don't even lay eggs. So they carry on with their normal activity, and actually the fact that the females don't lay eggs because I don't have the proper plants, it extends their life because they reabsorb those eggs for the extra energy. And they're able to live a little bit longer. But I use soaps, oils, and beneficials. And then we do a lot of cultural practices, pruning out. We get things like aphids and mealybugs like anybody would in a situation like that. The conditions are just right for them to just flourish. And I was kind of hoping those little finches would eat some things here and there, maybe an aphid or a mealybug. But so far, they're kind of spoiled little seed eaters. So anyway, they're cute. So
they need soft-bodied insects. It's interesting, since we do rear insects here, one of the insects that we do rear is the fly parasitoid. And, of course, if you have the fly parasitoid, you have flies. And because we raise flies, we also sell fly larvae. And we sell fly larvae to a lot of finch growers, interestingly enough. And to zoos, and to zoos and other organizations similar to yours, that, you know, their specialty being birds and whatnot, and they like to see the whole life cycle happen. And so, the fledglings love it. And the mothers, they produce amazing, eggs and of course babies, where before they didn't have the diet in captivity to continue the cycle. And so, the eggs would be laid, but they would break, or they would just not, you know, they just wouldn't hatch. So, and the fledglings wouldn't do very, very well either. So that's what they like. If you ever want to give them a treat, let us know and we'll send you some fly larvae.
Okay. I might try that and see.
Yes. Anyway, so it's very interesting. Since you're not breeding, then these butterflies come from a variety of insectaries. From how many insectaries do they come from? I'm curious.
Well, I receive the butterfly in the chrysalis stage, of course, because that's the easiest stage to ship. And they come from butterfly farms, which can either be organized and legitimate farms with workers and in areas of tropical rainforest where the butterflies themselves are indigenous. So it really is, in my opinion, the perfect example of sustainable agriculture, because in a lot of areas, especially in South America and Central America, these families can just go out and screen off an area of their own rainforest and rear one or two types of butterflies and then sell those to what I call butterfly brokers. There are some fellows that drive around and they actually just, you know, collect up the chrysalids and ship them, you know, express post
right to
us.
Right to you. We're going to take another quick break. Dana, I'm sorry to interrupt. I get so excited that I forget we have to take a break. And for those of you listening, don't go away. We're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866. If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. This is Sherry Herrera Day-Fry, and with me is Dana Cooper. She's an entomologist and the curator of Butterfly Wonderland, located in Scottsdale, Arizona. You'll want to take a look at the Butterfly Wonderland's website. And here it is. It's www.butterflywonderland.com. Butterflywonderland.com. The website is lovely. And welcome back, Dana, by the way. I just wanted to be
sure
I had a plug in there for the website. It has everything about the experience, you know, when you plan your visit, what it costs, groups, you have their groups, group rates and whatnot. And, so it's really set up, as Dana said, for children of all ages. So those of you, or if you're ever in that area, please take a look. And if not, go to the website, because there's some amazing things there, particularly videos and whatnot, that your kids would like to see. So, Dana, welcome back. And, you know, one of the things that I know is dear to your heart, of course, is gardening. And organic gardening, which is what we talk about on this show, and I know that some of the that there are a lot of benefits that you see in particular when it comes to organic gardening, and so I'd like to hear your take on it and why it's so important for our listeners.
Well, organic gardening for the homeowner, I believe, is a fairly simple thing to do. When you have a controlled environment, you know, a backyard-size organic garden, and it's so extremely rewarding in so many ways. If you have children, it teaches them, you know, how to grow their own food and work the land. It's a healthy, you know, thing to be doing on your weekends. And nowadays, it's so much easier to practice organic gardening with what's available from companies like your very own Arbico, where you can send away for the things that help you to control pests and to fertilize naturally. And so you get so much more reward, I believe, from organic gardening. Plants, I believe, are healthier and produce better when they're not bombarded with chemicals. And, you know, it just gives you a better feeling of contributing to your environment instead of harming it in the process. So I think that the independent nurseries have also really jumped on the organic gardening bandwagon. The individuals working in these places can usually advise on how to grow organically. They have now a really good selection of heirloom plants to avoid any GMOs, any hybrids. And in the state of Arizona, southern Arizona, I should say, in particular, where we have such a challenging environment in many ways, it's also a very beneficial place if you're growing the right crops at the right times of the year to avoid having to put pesticides of any kind on your crops. We have cleansing heat and dryness, as long as you're not trying to grow blueberries out in that heat and you're planting appropriate squash, corn, beans, those kinds of things in the summer, and then taking advantage of our spring and fall for the more sensitive things, we can garden year-round here. And in between, with the dryness and the heat, we can cultivate the soil, eliminating a lot of pests, keeping them from just continuing on generation after generation, like in some of the milder climates in the country.
And that's a big one. I really agree with you that the idea of growing, we can grow year-round, no matter where we live, actually. You know, it just depends on how you put your plan together. Even up in the most coldest parts of the country with, you know, greenhouses and hoop houses and that type of thing, you can extend the season so much. And yet when you do grow that way, as you were saying, you reduce your pests because they just aren't there during that time of the year.
Right.
we have to be smart like a bug, you know. The bugs are very, very smart. So
yes, they are. Well, and it's great to be able to have the resources now that are available to homeowners. Basically, you don't need to put any harmful pesticides out in your environment to grow successfully anything you want to. You do have to pay attention. It takes observation and time. Building the soil, in my opinion, is probably the most important part, making sure it has the proper amount of organic material and, you know, giving it a rest in between crops, avoiding big monocultures, all those kinds of things that organic gardeners, if they've done some reading, it's just sort of intuitive and makes a lot of sense. But I think that Arizona is really a great place to garden organically.
It is. We're so lucky. This is the time, you know, this is sort of the zenith for us, you know, because our weather is just so fantastic right now. And a lot of people who are listening from other parts of the country, I know you're envious. And yet, when it's really hot here, when we have an inferno going on in the summertime, we can't grow a whole lot of anything. So it'd be
right.
Very careful. So we're sort of envious of those of you listeners who are in other parts of the country. Let's talk a little bit about these homeowner responsibilities when it comes to pesticides. I know this is something that you're very concerned about. And let's talk a little bit about that.
All right. Well, my many years in the green industry taught me about, the pesticide industry, which was very huge when I first started. My first job out of high school was working for a garden center in California. And at that time, people were spraying malathion and using lindane all over the place. And it was kind of a scary situation. Well, fortunately for us, when the EPA stepped in and refused to renew registration on a lot of these real harmful pesticides, it opened up a door for alternatives. And so what's available now to the homeowner is not nearly as awful as it was back then. We still have some work to do, certainly, and the word to get out about just not spraying anything that you don't absolutely have to. And that's why, I know through your catalog you can call in and talk to Dr. Bug Lady and get advice or send a message via email. Anytime that people with the knowledge can share that with the homeowner, I think it's huge because not always are the labels read entirely, and that's a very, very important thing to do as well. Sometimes, you just need a salesperson or a consultant or an extension agent to say, listen, please don't even spray this spinosad while the sun is high, because if you spray it when the bees are foraging, it kills them instantly, even though it's just a bacteria, similar to BT, but not really. It is a nerve poison, and so that's also very, very harmful to foraging pollinators. And if you spray it either before they're active or at the very end of the day when they're back in their hives, you avoid that. Once it's dry, it's completely safe. So it's little things like this that need to become common knowledge to the homeowner. It needs to be shared by nursery professionals and all those other professional people that I mentioned earlier. It needs to be clearly labeled on the product itself. And I think with even little steps like that, we can make a huge difference.
That's what it's all about. Just making a huge difference, being a part of the solution, is what Dana is talking about and what they're showing at this amazing butterfly world. So we're coming right back. And for those of you listening, we are going to be talking more about butterflies. So stay put.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. With me is entomologist Dana Cooper. She is curator of an amazing, fun place called Butterfly Wonderland. I apologize. I called it Butterfly World before. It is like Butterfly World as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, welcome back, Dana. Thank you so much for joining us. And
my pleasure, Sherry.
Let's spend some time just talking about these monarchs. I think there's a lot of concern over it. I mean, usually hundreds of millions of monarch butterflies. Each of these little guys weighing less than a paperclip travels some 5,000 kilometers from Canada to Mexico, the longest insect migration on Earth. But the monarchs are in deep trouble and need help. And so what is going on? What's going on? We want to hear it from you. You're the monarch bug lady.
Well, all right. And what you have just said is very true. It actually, their populations started out many years ago to be closer to a billion that east of the Rocky Mountains that would start their journey in the late summer, early fall from the very northern portion of our country in southern Canada and make that very, very long journey. And that's the super generation monarch, which can live up to 9 months. It's the generation that overwinters in the Oyamel fir forests of central Mexico. And they overwinter there because the climate is perfect for them, the elevation, the sun exposure, everything there is in place so that they can go into what we call diapause, or which is the equivalent of hibernation, and then awaken in the early spring and begin their flight northward. But that overwintering generation only makes it to Texas. But at that time of the year, that's where the first milkweed is coming up. Now, the most devastating component is loss of habitat for this particular butterfly. And the reason we're acknowledging the monarch and their populations dwindling is because they have such a dramatic story. And this is the only butterfly that has this particular story. There are other migratory butterflies in the country, but none have the spectacular migration that scientists are still just amazed at how it can actually happen. So their dwindling numbers have become so startling, and scientists have been studying them for a number of years in these forests and doing counts, and so that's why we know there's a huge effort to tag and release monarchs to kind of unravel a little bit more of their migration mystery. And there are overwintering populations in Florida and California as well. So not all of the monarchs make it down to the forests of central Mexico, but the majority of them do. So here we really make an effort to brainwash people to plant milkweed, because that's really the most significant influence for their numbers. And I think that most people, when they leave here, they're looking around for some milkweed seeds or milkweed plants. And it has spurred an interest in garden centers, large and small, to carry native milkweed. It's important to plant the milkweed that is native to your area. And depending upon where you are in the country, it's all milkweed, just different species. Here in the desert southwest, we have the desert milkweed and the pine leaf milkweed. And those both do very well. And the what we call phytochemical composition of those plants is important in certain cues to the butterfly, the larvae, as to whether to stay put or to move on, to migrate. So that's why it's important to plant the right one. Also, of course, well, herbicide and pesticide usage being number two, and the herbicide is responsible for much of the loss of habitat. Areas throughout the country that used to just let the irrigation ditches grow the native milkweed, or the borders of big cornfields had a little milkweed here and there. And now with, you know, the advent of these systemic pesticides and the resistance that's sort of genetically designed into the crop plants, there's just loss of literally millions of acres of milkweed. So that's the most important impact that it on the monarch butterfly and its migration. I think that awareness is growing and people are planting milkweed. Hopefully people aren't spraying as much of it. The fact that it's called milkweed, you know, the fact that it's a weed, I think doesn't do it any good, but it is the only host plant for that butterfly and for our native queen, which is cousin to the monarch as well.
So basically, you know, number one, awareness. Number two, the obvious, you know, we have to stop killing off the habitat. We need to regenerate the habitat. And what is your thought about, I was thinking that they must have, like, way stations that we could create, like, bio-oases for them along the way, so that there would be, you know, nectar plants and milkweed. Is that something that, like a way station, I guess, is what I'm thinking about. What about those? Are those being created?
Well, as a matter of fact, a woman out of the Bay Area, her name is Lori Davies Adams, has taken and, well, actually put together what's called the North American Pollinator Protection Campaign. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's really an amazing effort, grassroots level, to create a corridor, basically, from the very northern part of the Midwest, basically all of the states that border southern Canada, basically right down the center of the country, to create a corridor right to those forests of central Mexico. And the campaign involves education and promoting, you know, the planting of milkweed and the reduction of pesticide application. And it's a really, really exciting new thing that was taken actually to the President of the United States that was implemented just recently. I believe it's been within the past 6 months or so. And we are going to be carrying brochures. One is called Protecting Monarchs, What You Can Do to Support the Monarch Butterflies, so that people can grab one of those on their way out of Butterfly Wonderland and read up a little bit on it, enough to give them the education and the background to implement just in their own yard. I mean, from that's what I mean by grassroots level. She's really targeting everyone, even municipalities, their landscaping, government buildings, the landscaping around those. You know, let's stop spraying so many pesticides and start planting good nectar sources for both, well, all butterflies and other pollinators, you know, honeybees, but also our native bees, which we have a lot of that are also important pollinators. And so as this takes on over the next few years, I think we will definitely be seeing an increase in those numbers of monarchs. I really believe that their numbers will come back, maybe not to what they were initially, but instead of going down, I believe their populations will swing up again soon.
I'm right there with you. I mean, adding a single milkweed plant to your garden may seem like a small action, but when it's multiplied by hundreds of thousands, it will definitely have a dramatic impact on not only butterflies, on bees as well. We've got about 30 seconds. What would you like to leave our listening audience with today?
Oh, well, I think that if everyone could just find something that inspires them about nature and think about it and try to implement it in their own life. I mean, that's really what I see people take away from here, is the inspiration of acknowledging creatures that maybe were not in their realm before they came in here, thinking about them every day and how they inspire and renew and regenerate.
Those are beautiful words, and I am inspired and renewed, and I am going to go plant some milkweed in my garden, that's for sure.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dana. You are so special. Your energy is so loving and caring, and we are glad to have had you on the show.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry. It was nice to be a guest.
You bet. And for those of you who are listening, we'll have another amazing, wonderful guest next week at the usual time, which is 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is Easy Organic Gardener Sherry Herrera Day Fry.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Many manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.